Fighters, what's up? We are in the middle of 2024 right now. And what I'm hearing from many of you is that it's not the year that you planned on it being when you started the year. Sales aren't what you thought. Maybe lead flow is down. Now, to be fair, I'm hearing from many of you as well that you're having a record year, but I'm also hearing more from more people that it's harder to sell this year than in years past. There's a lag between, you know, people making decisions, whereas last year people made decisions a lot quicker in the sales process. You get the picture that I'm painting here, right? So if this is not the year that you planned on it being, when you set your goals for 2024 and you hit it hard, all right, maybe things haven't gone the way you wanted. Maybe it's just friendly fire. Maybe you've just, you know, faded in your focus and your effort. That happens to a lot of people. They come out of the gate hard in the new year, and then they fizzle out. Okay, they get punched in the dick a couple times, and they're like, "Oh man, I'm distracted now." So I want you to ask yourself right now, where have you faded? Where have you allowed yourself to get distracted? Where have you allowed mediocrity to seep into your life? Just want you to think about that for a minute. Even if you're having a great year, I could pretty much guarantee you there's at least one area that you've taken your foot off the gas, you focused a little less on, you've lost a little discipline. And I'm here to just wake you up today and help you all recommit to the fact that you got to live every day with that mantra that mediocrity dies today. The minute that we get satisfied with our accomplishments, the minute that we allow a little adversity to knock us off track and steal our focus, these are the key moments in time, these key moments of impact that are either going to make or break the type of year, the type of business that you're going to have. You know, if you're listening to this show right now, you're part of this movement called the Contractor Fight. And I personally think it's a pretty badass movement. A lot of amazing men and women in this group helping one another. We're busting out all this content. We're trying to help you have a better life, stop stealing from your family. All right, super proud of what we're building. But you hit play on this thing today. You tune into this show on a regular basis. And if you're a first timer, I thank you for being here. But listen, If you're listening to this show in any way, shape, or form, you're looking for something. You jumped in here for a reason. You decided to be part of this community for a reason. What was that reason? I want you to think about that. Because if you're not clear on your why, if you're not clear on the shit that you want, if you're not clear on where you want to be, then what are you doing? Okay? It's easy to get distracted when we're not clear on our why. It's easy to get distracted and unfocused when we don't have something burning deep within us that is causing us to have to show up with discipline every day and win. Guys, business is a bitch. Life is hard. You all know that. So I want you to really think about that reason. You know, what's the reason that you hit play on a podcast or you pick up a book? What are you really after? Are you just after some more fucking knowledge? Or are you after, you know, finding a way to win because you're willing to implement, that you want what you want so bad that the work and the cost and the investment that you have to make of time and money and effort and focus, you don't even give a shit about that effort. You don't care about what the cost is because you want what you want so bad. That's what I want you to connect to today. So listen, if you've slacked, if you've lost your focus, if you're not where you want to be, let's dig into that a little bit. I want you to think about this. All right. If you're driving, don't do this while you're driving. There's my disclaimer for your stupidity. All right. But I want you to ask yourself, what's the single most important discipline that moves the needle for you and your business? That thing that you have control over, that when you do it every day, you win, meaning it moves you closer to the success you want. I want you to write that down. Not if you're driving. Write it down. It could be prospecting. It could be calling past customers. It could be doing sales role plays. It could be sitting down and job costing every project because it gives you the knowledge you need. What is that single most important discipline for you that you have control over, that when you do it, you win more? Okay? We're not like launching a fucking space shuttle here. This isn't complicated. It's just sitting back and examining our actions. Now, once you have that written down, I want you to be honest with yourself and own your crap here. Over the last 30 days, rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on how you showed up every day with discipline in that thing. See, guys, without the discipline, the daily discipline of the things that you know move the needle, you are not going to get out of this pain that you're in right now in your business. You're not going to get to the next level. All right, we talk a lot about pits and peaks. Just because I say pain doesn't mean you're a broke motherfucker. It means maybe you're only doing 5 million and you're putting a million in your pocket and you're pissed about it. Business does 5 and you're only paying yourself a million. You're like, fuck this, man. I'm pissed about it. I want that next level. That's who I'm talking to. Without discipline, you're not going to get out of this current pit. And discipline is king to everything that you all want. So, what I want to do, reason I'm doing this podcast here today, we're about halfway through the year. I'm recording it on June 5th. Happens to be my brother Doug's birthday too. I got to call him. Guys, I'm doing this because this is the time that's going to make or break your year. Okay? It's going to make or break your year. Right now. Either step on the gas and you get your ass and back in gear, all right? And you pick up that focus and you make these next 6 months of the year the best 6 months you've ever fucking had in business because of your consistency and your effort and your discipline, okay? You just say, I'm going to stop bullshitting myself, all right? I'm going to put in the work. I'm going to do what's required. I don't care what the cost is. You could approach the next 6 months like that and you can have the best year you've ever had. Or you can continue down the same path that you've been on right now. Now, I'm doing some things to help you as well. Like, shit, for our Battleground members, inside of Battleground, guys, I'm doing a full-day boot camp every month now, personally. We did our first one in May. It was 8.5 hours. 8.5 hours of coaching with me all day. I answered every fucking question. We took our members through 3 months of content in one day because I want them to win faster. All right? Doing a lot more speaking. I'm doing a lot more reaching out to people and encouraging people and sending texts. Guys, I'm leading the way for you. You just do the same shit in your business. Step on the gas and fucking attack. All right. And now listen, you might not know what to do. Some of you might be like, yeah, I'm all in, man. I gotta just bust my ass, get focused, this and that. But Tom, there's a problem. I don't know what to do. Okay. That's a problem, but it's not a bad problem because we can fix that. I'll tell you what to do in a minute here. Because we have a free training going on. I'm going to drop the link for you and it'll tell you what to do. Or maybe you know what to do. Maybe you're not where you want to be because, like I said, you don't know what to do. So you ain't doing shit. Maybe you're not where you want to be in your business right now because you know what to do, but you're not executing what you were taught. I tell you, you know, we have, just like every fucking program in the world, we have people come in and we have people leave our Battleground program and all that shit, right? You know, when somebody comes in and they're committed, like seriously all in and no fucking excuses, they never leave because they keep winning. And that's why you'll see somebody go from 500 grand a year to 2.5 million in fucking 12 months and double their gross profit because they're all in and they stay and they have wins like that every year and they learn something. But I'll tell you this, 99% of the people that leave the program, number one, we don't know their fucking names. Okay? We don't know them because they don't do shit. They watched the intro video and they never jumped on a call. They never did a role play or whatever. And then they'll have the fucking audacity on the exit form that when they leave the program, they'll go, well, I need to leave and go execute what I've been taught. I need to go implement what I'm learning. And that is fucking code for bullshit because they didn't do a goddamn thing when they were in the program, when they had all the support in the world. The most loving contractor family that there is, it's going to help you win at a high level if you get involved. And you're telling me you fucking couldn't implement there, but you're going to magically do it out there on your own again? Fuck you. You're lying to yourself. Fuck your excuses. So, and listen, if you're listening to this right now, a lot of you guys have been listening to this show for years, and I appreciate that. And you've heard, you need to raise your prices, you need to build your brand, you need to do this. And you know what you're doing? You're not doing a fucking thing. You're no different than that guy that I was talking about, or those people in Battleground that leave, that we don't know their names. Because you know what to do. You're just choosing not to fucking execute it. All right. So if you're not where you want to be, maybe you don't know what to do. Maybe you know what to do, but you just don't execute what you're taught. That's fucking on you. Both of these are on you. And the third one's on you as well. Maybe you're just not consistent. Maybe you know what to do. You implement now and then, but your consistency blows donkey balls. Okay. So which is it for you? Which one of those three? Whatever it is, it's in your control. And I want to challenge you to lean into the discomfort. Success is inconvenient. There's a lot going on in the world. There's things going on in the economy. The playing conditions, the field conditions are the same for all of us. All right. Those that come out on the other end of things like this, through these tough seasons of business, if you're going through one, through a period of underachieving in business, you're winning, but you're like, oh, I'm not, we can be better. All right. What's going to get you through is leaning into the discomfort. You're going to come through stronger. This time is going to pass anyway. So how are you going to choose to fucking show up? All right. So listen, I'm going to get out of here, but I just wanted to kick you in the ass a little bit, give you a little tough love. But here's the deal. If you're not making at least $200,000 in your own personal income right now, I want you to head to thecontractorfight.com/200K. There's a free training sitting there waiting for your beautiful ass. All right. And we talk about why it's important that you make the money that we talk about making. I give some tips on things that you can do right away on your very next job to increase your profit. I'm going to talk about how to demolish your fears. Okay. It's a totally free training that I want you to head to at thecontractorfight.com/200K. If you're sick and tired, I mean, if you got it all figured out, you know, and you got no issues and certainly you're making the money you need to make, then don't waste your time. It's all good. But if you can look in the mirror and go, you know, I need to show up a little bit better. I need to be a little more disciplined. You know, maybe I need to figure out something else to do because what I'm doing might not be working. So maybe I need some new information. Or maybe I just need a kick in the ass to execute the things I've been taught and to be consistent. Again, we all have these seasons, you guys. I want to help you win more. Head to thecontractorfight.com/200K. All right. And let's step on the fucking gas for the rest of 2024 so that you don't have a shitty ass winter and a shitty ass start to 2025. Okay. What you do right now, I promise you, what you do right now in your business, you are going to see the fruit of it 3, 6, 9, 12 months from now. So don't come fucking bitching and whining 3, 6, 9, 12 months from now if you're not winning at the level you want to win, if you didn't fucking do the work you need to do now. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.